1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse, driven by MotorCarsOnline.com, joined on the phone by a special guest. You can check him out on the brand new episode of Fear Factor this Wednesday, legend from the Jackass films and TV show. Welcome to the Rocker Morning Show, Johnny Knoxville. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, brother. I'm excited for the debut of the Fear Factor House of Fear Pain Auction. It's coming up this Wednesday on Fox. Johnny, how did you land this gig? Because it has to feel like the perfect job for you right now.
It really is. I just got a phone call. They want you to host the new Fear Factor, and I thought about it. I'm like, like you just said, I'm kind of perfect for it.
Yeah.
You know, with my previous work.
Well, so many times, you know, on Jackass, we saw you guys so thankful for not being picked for certain stunts. Does hosting this show kind of feel like the whole thing? Like, does that kind of give you that feeling? Like, I'm so glad that's not me.
I like when it's me. So I kind of feel like I'm on the sidelines, but I do have fun watching them, and I kind of really help them sometimes get through their pain so they don't quit, through their fear. So it's like a different muscle that I, use on Jackass.
I was going to say, like, these people, I probably feel maybe a little bit intimidated. They're like, man, Johnny Knoxville's watching me. I can't chump out.
Well, that's one thing I ask them to do. Like, everybody, at least try what you're doing. Try to complete it. Because, I mean, they're playing for money, and I don't want to mess up their game. I pick my times when I frighten them, you know? But when the game's on, I'm the coach at that point.
So what are the more extreme things that we can plan on seeing from this season?
Oh, well, this week we have the pain auction coming up, where they kind of pick different pictures off the wall, and like they'll pick ones a sign for electricity, and then they have to hold two handheld like prongs that they get shocked through. Then there's a needle, and they, you know, they'll get needles through their arms. This coming week is one of the more impressive things I've seen attempted. They put this big barrel type thing over your head with a rubber thing around your neck, and then they pour ice water in it. And so you have to stay in that for 5 minutes.
God, that sounds awful.
Yeah, that's one I was like, I don't know if I could do that well, because I hate the cold, especially on my head.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, man. So did you have any kind of like creative input on any of this stuff, or did they already have this all planned up for you?
When I signed on, everything was mostly written. But, you know, throughout the season, I was able to go, you know, this would be a little better if you just tweak this right here. And sometimes they did, and sometimes the S&P was like, oh, we can't do that on this show.
Yeah.
But this coming season that will be written, I'll be pitching in more.
Gotcha. That's really cool. So you've got a few projects on the line now. You got the Fear Factor. And tell me about the marshmallow experiment, because this looks pretty funny.
Oh, God. I can't even remember shooting that movie. I think we shot that in Canada. I don't know what it was about. But, you know, we start shooting Jackass on Monday.
Right.
So that should be exciting.
So this is kind of like a celebration of the franchise. This has like some older and some newer skits, right? Like some never before seen stuff.
Yeah. Well, there's some bits people haven't seen before. There's, we'll have some of our best bits of all time in it. And then we're shooting a new open and a whole bunch of new bits for it. So it'll be like a hybrid.
So I imagine, because I know like with your situation, you've sustained some crazy injuries, so you're basically avoiding anything that might give you a concussion, right?
Yeah, I can't do anything that will give me a concussion, but
that's good.
From the neck down, I don't care. from the neck up, I have to watch out.
Oh, dude, I will have to say, like, the amount of balls to get hit with riot projectiles is still probably one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in terms of having zero fear. I just remember watching the second one, and when hearing the explosion of those rubber bullets, just going, no, hell no. And then you're out there like, come on, it's not gonna be so bad. You're the only one who didn't drop.
Yeah, I remember I tried to convince Bam. I'm terrible convincing people. I'm like, it's just loud. It's going to hurt, but it's just loud. It's like, I just said everything bad about it, trying to convince them.
That was such
but
a
I do
special.
I get excited in those times, and I guess I come off a little manic, but it's fun.
Well, there was something special about that time too, in the mid to late 90s, when things started to get a little more edgy all over the place on TV and film. And I feel like the time was right for a show like Jackass. And did you know this thing was going to get as popular as it did?
We didn't even think it was going to get on TV. Oh, and then when it got on, we didn't think anyone was going to watch it. We didn't think anyone was going to come to the movies. We're constantly surprised.
At one point, I know that you've gotten to host SNL before. I heard that they apparently wanted Jackass for their show regularly, right?
Well, right before we were going to shoot the Jackass pilot, Saturday Night Live offered me 5 minutes on the show each week to do what I do. And that was a lot. Like, I went from waiting tables to getting offered 4 television shows within 7 or 8 months.
Jeez.
And when Jackass was on the air, I was on Rolling Stone, the cover of Rolling Stone, in 3 months. So it was quite a shift.
Yeah. Well, I know you declined that. Was that kind of like more for creative reasons? Were you worried NBC was going to try to have like partial control of what you do? Or were you just like, hey, I just got this thing started. Like, you're just trying to play your cards close to your chest?
Well, it was a tough decision because that's one of the biggest shows of all time. But
right.
At the end of the day, I thought, I just want to bet on me and my friends. And I do, like you said, I do have all the control there. And I don't know, I had a feeling that that was the right decision, but I've made plenty of wrong ones, so who knows?
Well, going back to Fear Factor, as crazy as it sounds, and again, you're still part of that lifestyle, is there any challenges that come up on the show where a part of you goes, you know what, I could do that, or I kind of want to try that?
Well, we play a different game on Jackass,
yeah.
Right? It's just... You know, our lives are on the line sometimes, so it's kind of a different game.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff they did, yeah, I would have loved to have tried it. But then I don't want to look like I'm trying to show anyone up, you know? I just kind of either want to scare them every now and then, or I supported them mostly, trying to help them get through their fear.
Right.
I'll tell you one I wouldn't want to try when they put the that big 5-gallon thing of ice water on the guy's head. For 5 minutes. I wouldn't have wanted to try that, that's for sure.
Man, I'm looking forward to this new season of Fear Factor. Again, Pain Auction is coming this Wednesday on Fox. Johnny, I want to thank you not only for your time, but, you know, you and the guys were such a huge part of my adolescence, and you all sacrificed a lot for our enjoyment. So thank you for everything, and I can't wait to check out Fear Factor and all the upcoming projects you got, man. Best of luck.
Thanks for having me on, Mark. I appreciate it.
Thanks, buddy.